It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know what? The largemouth bass spawn is right. Just started really good a few days ago. It's about to peak. Our guest this week is guide Larry Large down at Lake Fork. Larry's been with us talking about everything from elk hunting to predator hunting. But you know, Larry's forte, one of his many skills, is catching those old big bass down at Fork, and he's been doing it, I know, for about a quarter of a century. Larry, thank you for being with us, buddy.
I enjoy it every time, Luke.
Yeah, you shed a lot of good knowledge for folks. I tell you, folks, if you have a chance, read my newspaper column in one of the closest paper to most folks up in Northeast Texas, the bigger it is, a Greenville Herald Banner. Check out that paper this week. Larry had one of his longtime clients, Mr. Bruce Bartlett, caught a bass over 12 pounds. And Larry, you tell me there a lot of good solid bass being caught, right?
Yeah, there is, Luke. This past week, we had one day, we had 2 8s, 2 7s, 2 6s, a 5, and a 4.5. And I do things a little bit different. I use a lot of repeat customers. I don't have a whole lot of new customers because I don't have room for them. But the guys that's fished with me for the last 15, 20 years has caught a tremendous amount of fish. They're after big fish. So we go out, if we can catch 15, 18 fish a day, we've had a good day, but we also, I try to put them in front of a giant fish. Now, Bruce has been with me for a good many years. He started out with an 8.5. Next year caught a 9.14. Last year caught a 10.4. This year caught a 12.2. So, you know, he's kind of giggling back there in the boat telling me he's putting a little pressure on me for next year. I'm not sure I want to take him next year because 13-pound fish are hard to find.
Well, you know, the 12.2s don't come on every cast, do they, Larry?
Boy, they really don't. You know, I've been very fortunate, very successful here on Lake Fork. But I'm going to tell you, people just don't realize with all the publicity that's put out about Lake Fork. And granted, we catch a lot of double-digit fish. But they don't realize how many people fish this lake and how many hours it takes to catch a 10-pound fish.
Oh yeah. And at Fork is as good a big bass factory as I know of, and I know that's the case. It's just like
right.
It's like Pope and Young or Boone and Crockett whitetail bucks or bull elk. They just those great big ones. I mean, they're trophies. And if you caught one every time out, it might not be a trophy, Larry. You know.
Exactly. I remember when I first came to the lake 30 years ago that. My God, I came here from Idaho, and in Idaho, if I caught an 8.5-pound fish, it made every single newspaper in the state.
Oh, yeah.
I come down here and catch an 8-pound fish. They didn't even bother to take a picture of it.
Well, another 8-pound. Well, after 26 or so years, there's been a bunch of them come over into your boat, bud. Now, you were telling me that this fish came out of 6 foot of water, but you know, we've had a warming trend, and they're moving into the creeks. You were saying the tips, your tip is to find the warmest water you can in the creeks, right?
Yeah, you can start out in the mouth of the creek, and what I like to do is I start in that 55, 56-degree water out in the mouth of the creeks, and I work my way to the back because those big females are just now starting to come up. The males, for the last 4 or 5 days, has been building beds, but the females are just now starting to come up on the points and work their way back to those males. And I like to start in the mouth early in the morning and work my way towards the back of the creek. Now, we found 65-degree water in the back of some of the creeks today. This next week, we're going to have a massive run to the bank with those big females. And I really seriously look for 4 or 5 fish over 13 pounds to be caught on this next week.
In the next few days, yeah.
Well, right.
The bite has already started, so that's... Now, you know, I fished with you enough, Larry, to know that, you know, we realize the bass are going to be spawning in, you know, shallow water. Let's say 2 foot to 4 foot, but you don't, I've noticed you don't pound the bank. I mean, you're not right up there in the flotilla right up on the bank, are you, all the time, you know?
No, you know, the big fish, the giant fish, will spawn in that 4 to 8 foot of water. Now, right now, you could catch a giant fish in 2 foot of water, but your chances are slim to none. And I back off, and I throw my bait up into 4 foot and keep my boat out in 10 to 12 foot of water, and I'm fishing deeper water where those giant fish like to hang out because they're not all on the beds at any given time.
Right.
But they will cruise in that 6 to 8 foot of water, and most cruising fish give you the best opportunity to hook a real giant fish.
Larry, most of the strikes this time of year, majority of them, are they reaction strikes, do you think?
Yes. It's getting to be now where you can throw the unweighted fluke and stuff like that and pass it across the bed, and they'll pick it up to move it off of the bed. But up until, I'd say 3 days ago, we were throwing rattle traps and spinner baits and chatter baits next to timber, and they were strictly reactionary strikes.
Yes.
Now the fish are moving back to get on the beds, and they're like a lot of females. They just develop an attitude when they get pregnant.
They just, when that, in other words, they're subject to strike out almost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will. Anything that gets near them, they're just liable to haul off and whack it. And like this 12 that Bruce caught, it almost jerked the rod out of his hand that hit it so hard.
Wow, and that wasn't your female or male that pick up a bait and just pull it off and drop it. That wasn't that kind of bite, was it?
No, she was out in 6 foot of water and had, she wasn't anywhere near a bed. We were on a main lake point, and she was coming up on that point to feed, and she thought that little old piece of plastic looked like something good to eat, and she just swallowed it.
She nailed it. Larry, for the average guy coming down, or the serious bass fisherman for that matter, I know that, you know, bait such as lizards and, you know, Texas rig lizards, that kind of stuff, it's a mainstay for fishing this time of year. But any other type rigs, baits that you think, you know, a plastic lizard, plastic worm, anything else that's been working?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I start out, like I said, in the mouth of those creeks in that 6 to 10 foot of water. I'm throwing a lot of big crankbaits, square bill style crankbaits, but the bigger bodied crankbaits. And one of the best baits I've thrown, two of them, is a 3/4 ounce red chartreuse rattle trap or a white chatterbait.
Those chatterbaits,
Yeah, they have produced a tremendous amount of fish, and you can cover a lot of water first thing in the morning until this water temperature starts to warm up.
I got you. And then at that point, the majority of the bass make that mass exodus to that shot to the beds, that's when your soft plastics are going to really
tie. Right. I'll throw a lot of unweighted flukes, or I'll put an 1/8 ounce weight on a baby brush hog, Cinco's, and your basic shallow water bed fishing baits.
Right. Well, this is the time of the year, I guess, when truly, you know, 90% of the fish are in that 10% of the water, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And this is the angler's best opportunity to catch him a real, you know, a trophy once-in-a-lifetime fish on this lake, because they are all up in the top 10 feet of water.
You bet. Larry, I think I was right. You have been guiding on Lake Fork for about 1/4 century, maybe just a little bit more, right?
Yeah, this is my 28th year.
28th. Well, you've got places ingrained in your memory banks from... It's one thing to know a lake, but to know that bottom structure and every creek, you know, in that length of time, I mean, that would be a double PhD in Lake Forkology, I would think, Larry. You you know that place. You know, it's your workshop, isn't it, in a sense?
Yes, it is. But I'm going to tell you, I've also seen, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, when we had all the grass. And, I mean, you could go out and catch 40 fish over 4 pounds. Ray Charles could have caught them with Stevie Wonder running the boat. Mm-hmm. And, you get out there now, those places that we caught all those fish, the only reason those fish were there is it was covered in hydrilla. The bait fish could get in the hydrilla. Those places don't hold fish anymore. I have had to relearn this entire lake. Now, they know where the drop-offs, the creek channels, the timbered points, mm-hmm. and all of this is. But you have to relearn this lake with the absence of that hydrilla. And it really rejuvenated me because you can't go back to those old places that you go every single day. People should not be afraid to experiment. Watch that depth finder. It is your very best friend.
Right, and branch out and get it. And right now, Larry, Fork is about how low? Roughly.
It's 4.5 feet.
Yeah. So that itself kind of gives a whole different slant on shallow water fishing. What was shallow years back, well, it's probably high and dry right now, a lot of it.
Yeah, it is. Raccoons are nesting on it.
Yeah. Well, Larry, we appreciate you taking the time to update everybody. A lot of folks up in Northeast Texas that are listening to you right now have definitely fished with you. And the ones that haven't are probably would like to get a spot in that boat to catch them some big old bass. But the prime bass fishing, it's going to be going on for a while here, for another few weeks, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This spawn is actually about 30 days late. I think we're going to still have bass spawning in May this year. And, you know, of course, in May, too, you get the fish that's spawning now will be coming up on top water. And I'm going to tell you, this place, until the temperature gets up in the hundreds, this place is going to be a magnet for bass fishermen. It is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, Larry, you're going to be with me this weekend. We're going to be down in Waco at the, you've got a little spot right there in the booth with me, the Predator and Wild Hog Expo. That's going to be, well, it started, it's April the 4th, 5th, and 6th down at the Waco Convention Center. So I'm going to invite folks to come by and talk some fishing or maybe some deer hunting or elk hunting with you. You know, they can't miss us. We're going to have a big booth right in front of right near the main stage. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun, Larry.
Oh, yeah. All those people that love to hunt, whether it's archery, gun, shotgun, or whatever, you know, all the seasons are closed now except for those big old boars and those coyotes and bobcats. And, you know, you and I both do a very good job at getting them to the gun.
It's a lot of fun, and I'll be right off of a turkey hunt when I see you, so possibly have us some fresh turkey, white meat of turkey there to eat that in the evening there. We're going to do us a little cooking. But, Larry, you know what? We have already ran out of time in today's show. How about doing this? Leave the website for people to learn more about your hunting and fishing and also a phone number where they can call you.
Okay, Luke, it's huntingeasttexas.com or 970-819-3464.
Well, Larry, I know you probably need to get back in that boat and catch some more bass, but we really do appreciate you taking the time to update everybody, and we'll get you back here in a couple of weeks and let you keep us all tuned in. How about it?
All right. Sounds good to me, Luke.
Thank you. Folks, that wraps up our show today. I want you to know how much I appreciate you being with us each week. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.